If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout. This is an audio recording of the blog post, Every Single Inch, Getting Your Dick All the Way In. Bend over. Put your face in the pillow. Stick your ass out. Spread your cheeks. I want to get my dick as far inside you as it will go. All the way in. The people who fuck in my fantasies are often obsessed with getting it all the way in. And what I mean, of course, is that I have a fixation for dick being shoved all the way in. The size of someone's cock doesn't matter. What matters is whether the person fucking with it is as deep as they can possibly get. In my fantasies, they usually do this by angling the person getting fucked, bending her over a desk with her thighs spread apart, for example, or lying her on her side, curled into the fetal position on the edge of a pool table, with her thighs pressed tight together, and her cunt presented neatly in the centre, while each one takes it in turns to slide his dick inside. Sometimes in my head, I invent really specific spanking bench setups to allow penetration at the perfect height and angle. Bent over and strapped down tight, bum sticking out just far enough that the guy fucking her can spread his legs and plant his feet apart just in front of hers, yanking on straps and belts and her hair in order to maintain his balance, to drive his cock deeper, to get it all the way in. In real life, too, I am obsessed with this. That moment when he slams up against me, or simply presses up against me, firmly and slowly, until not a single inch or atom of his dick remains outside my body. What is it about this that makes it so sexy? I've always assumed that this all the way in thing was more satisfying for my partners than partial insertion, although my assumptions appear to be wrong. You might find it works differently for you, but my current dude explained that as the head of his cock is the most sensitive part, getting penetration right down to the base doesn't add that much in terms of pure sensation. But sensation isn't everything. What makes a particular thing sexy can't just be reduced to the physical. There's something about having his dick, his entire dick, inside me. There's something about that that goes beyond the simple thrill of the nerve endings beneath the skin. The feeling of fucking or getting fucked is a delicious combination of the physical and the psychological. When I ask to be teased during fucking, it's often assumed that what I want is some kind of edging sensation, where I'll get rubbed and fucked until I'm close to coming, then abandoned until I cool off a little, left squirming with frustration that I can't get orgasmic relief. Actually, the best way to tease me isn't with promised climaxes or clitoral stimulation. It's by withholding the satisfaction, the relief, of your dick going all the way in. If I'm horny enough, my cunt actually hurts. It's a painful physical ache, the kind you might get in your muscles the morning after an energetic day. The entrance to my cunt throbs, literally, and the only way to relieve it is to stretch and fill it with cock. Sometimes when we're fucking, he'll start with just the tip. He'll watch himself playing around the wetness of my vulva, mesmerised by the way the slickness dripping from me transfers to the tip of his cock, dipping himself in and out of my cunt. Not with his whole cock, just an inch or two. Reliving over and over the moment that Reddit documents so eagerly in the subreddit, when it goes in. When he does this, he's not so much fucking me as giving me a taste of what fucking might feel like. In and out. Just the tip. Over and over until I'm squirming. Slicking the head of his dick against me and inside me until it trails shining liquid down my slit. Interspersing his short, teasing, just the tip strokes with long pauses so he can wait to hear me whimper. Feeling the pop as the ridge at the head of his cock slides past the aching ring of pain that is the entrance to my desperate cunt. Snatching brief glances at my face as I frown in frustration and beg him for more than just this. More than the tip. Begging him to push harder, stretch me further, scratch that itch. Until eventually, when I've waited long enough and my plaintive mewling turns to guttural, fuck me demands, he'll angle his slick cock just right so he can do it in one smooth stroke, then shoving it all the way in. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn with me just telling you all the things that make me hottest about sex at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it, where you can also make suggestions for things you'd like to hear audio porn about in the future at patreon.com/girlonthenet.